Journal Entry 16. I held a meeting with the community leaders of the larger tribes that are allies with Bear Country. I just love community meetings. No, actually I don't, but sometimes they are a necessity. I am not a very good diplomat. I have trouble hiding my emotions. I always turn a bright shade of red when I get flustered. What I hate the most is that these meetings always end up loud and noisy. Getting everyone to agree is always a challenge. But I think we have a workable plan. All the tribe leaders have agreed that getting someone inside the Bobcat campus is a necessity. Bear Country will have to get someone inside, but first we have to find out what type of security the Hulk has in place so that we can get information out once we are inside. I went to see Tony after the meeting. He is still angry with me. At first, he pretended to be working on something and ignored that I was even standing in the room. I said I was sorry, and that if I could bring back Scat, I would. I said I needed his friendship. In return, he threw a wrench across the room. It barely missed my head. And then he said I wasn't a very good friend. A friend is someone you can count on, someone you can depend on. I said I was dependable, and then he said I wasn't. He said I should have kept a closer eye on Scat. I don't know, perhaps he was right. I should have kept a closer eye on the little guy. But honestly, I cannot be everywhere at once. I have a great deal of responsibility. I would have done my best to look after Scat if Tony had died. We all would have looked after him. It's what we do in Bear Country. No one could have prevented Scat from leaving if he wanted to leave. No one is under lock and key here. Tony went back to whatever it was he was working on, and then I left the room. I said I was really sorry. Maddie.